Next item on the agenda, Louise Hanch et al., 100202. Say.
Yeah. Any neighborhood.
We spend a lot of time in my old hometown.
We could get Surrey a lot of people to do that. I wouldn't have to go up there for these. This is what it is. This is an application from Louise Hanch and Joanne Lanning requesting authorization to construct a 12-foot by 80-foot concrete boat ramp. The channel would end extending 10 feet channel to mean low water. This is that property that they own along the James River in the town of Claremont in the area known as Claremont Beach near Villa Drive. It's actually lot 3B-22. That is in Surrey County. Because there's a portion subaqueous and the other portion is through a beach, it requires both a subaqueous and a beaches and dunes permit. And as I stated earlier in the previous case, Surrey has not adopted the beaches and dunes ordinance that was forwarded to them in July 1 of 2008. Therefore, you will be acting as both the beaches and dunes board and as a subaqueous authority. Again, the project is located within the town of Claremont. This was the Winfrey property was right in this location. This is Villa Drive, town proper center is up here. There is a road that comes down to Claremont Beach area. There was an old wharf here, and the project is located right off of Villa Drive. This is an aerial from our GIS system. It is this lot. It is an empty lot, does not have a house on it. This is a different lot here. These are small lots. And if this looks flat, it is. I mean, this is basically flat way back to a bluff area, and this floods routinely. As Mr. Winfrey said, there was water in this a month and a half ago, and in Isabel, this area took a considerable hit. Almost all the piers in this area were destroyed. You can see a lot of them have not been reconstructed, and it is a very flat, sandy environment. These are the application drawings submitted. This is a plat of the lot. The beach area here historically had been not owned. People didn't own to mean low water here. After Isabel, we discovered that. And some people have actually gone in and gotten deeded rights, ownership. And this is one of the lots that they have done that. So this lot does go to mean low water, so they do own the beach area. I believe there is still some language that allows the residents of Claremont Beach to traverse the beach, but the Hanches and Lanning do own down to mean low water. Again, the boat ramp would be right along the edge of this property line, extending 10 feet out into the channel with mean low water, concrete up, and then a gravel portion up in the upland part. And again, another drawing showing the breakdown of the channel part. Concrete and the gravel. This lot is accessed by a private alley that is shown on the land records. Cross-sectional view. The plan is to match the existing sand gray beach with the ramp, and it would just be a concrete ramp. There are a number of ramps similar to this in Claremont Beach at other residences. One of the reasons that they would like to have a ramp here is this is the closest public boat ramp to where they live, 36 minutes and almost 26 miles away. This is the Game and Inland Fisheries Wildlife Management Area at Lawns Creek. This is across the creek from the Lawns Point development that some of you are familiar with. But that's the closest public ramp that people in Claremont really have access to unless they have their own private ramp. We did subject this to our normal public interest review. We have received no protests. We did receive a VIMS report, and I'm going to read some of that and address some of the issues in that in my summary and recommendation. VIMS did state that to reduce the cumulative environmental impacts resulting from boat ramps, it's usually preferable from an environmental perspective to utilize existing ramps that serve multiple users, if available, rather than constructing new ramps. If public ramps are not available, they suggest an open pile structure to obtain water access is an option. Additionally, a boat ramp at this sandy high energy location would appear to require much maintenance to keep sand from filling in the boat ramp area, and it would be anticipated that placing a ramp at this location would result in future additional impacts for structures to divert sand away from the ramp. Due to the site conditions at this location and the fact that the site appears vacant, we do not feel a ramp is warranted. If the need for a ramp at this location can be justified, reducing the width would decrease the impact area. In addition, potentially open pile design or use of pavers with a void area instead of concrete would reduce the amount of impact to the marine and shoreline resources and reduce the potential for secondary impacts that a concrete ramp may have by interrupting tidal currents and sediment movement. We did get another comment, which came in too late to be in your packet, from Noah, who was actually commenting directly to the Army Corps of Engineers who were doing this proposal as well. And they do not have any objections to it as proposed, other than they did make a recommendation to the Corps, which I'm going to incorporate in my recommendation, that the channel with 10 feet be poured on the upland and then placed in place from the upland instead of pouring the concrete in place in the river because of the potential of having to either build a cofferdam or it being inundated before it fully cures, pouring the raw concrete. And I believe the applicant is agreeable to do that with their contractor. Having said that, the summary and recommendation. There are no public ramps in the immediate area. As I noted earlier, the closest ramp is 25 and a half miles away from the town of Claremont. The footprint of the ramp will impact a jurisdictional beach. However, the structure is proposed to be built at the existing grade and will provide the applicants with river access for small watercraft. The applicants have indicated that they have both an 18 and 17 foot boat, a jet ski, and they have immediate relatives that also live in Claremont with sailboats and other watercraft, and that they would plan to use this pretty extensively during the warm weather months. They also access fishing in this immediate area and don't typically go as far away as Long's Creek to even fish, so they would like to stay in the immediate area. Staff believes the width appears to be appropriate based on the fact that you will have to back a trailer down this launch method to launch a boat with this ramp. While we do concur with VIMS that the structure may require some maintenance to remove sand accumulation after storm events, staff does not believe this site is appropriate for the use of pavers as ramp material or the use of an elevated open pile structure as they suggested. Pavers will likely not remain in place during severe storm events, and other open pile structures along this reach have historically experienced considerable damage during past storm events. As you can see, this is just a sandy beach. This is the location. Again, here's one of the piers that didn't survive Isabel. This is looking straight in the alignment of the pier. I'm sorry you can't see, but there are some stakes. One is just beyond this large post, but basically the ramp would be right in this location. This is the gravel alley that comes down and kind of terminates right here. This is looking upstream, another dock that didn't survive. This is downstream, the ramp would be right here. Again, these are the two stakes delineating the alignment of the ramp coming right down through here. And the final, looking straight out into the river. Again, the alignment would be right in this area. Staff believes the structure meets the code requirement to allow for development in a manner consistent with the protection of coastal beaches, since in this case the contour of the beach will not be changed and its function should not be altered, nor will any vegetation be destroyed. The impacts to subaqueous land will also be minimal in nature. Accordingly, we recommend approval with the following condition: that the channel with 10 feet, the subaqueous portion, shall be constructed on the upland and installed from the upland to avoid the necessity for either a cofferdam and to prevent uncured concrete from being placed in the river. I'd be happy to answer any questions. The applicant is present.
Any questions for Mr. Stagg? Yes, sir.
Is it really enough angle there on that shallow beach to launch a boat?
Well, it's fairly shallow, but amazingly, the last day I was up there and took these pictures, I ran into some other local residents, and I got a tour of the beach while I was up there. And there's a number of houses along this beach that have boat ramps. And everybody launches very small boats at these. So, I mean, there's probably times that it's difficult at a really low tide. But
Mr. Lane, up there, the beach does drop off significantly more than what we're used to in this area. I mean, it really, You know, it's not uncommon as a kid to walk out near your ankles and then take 10 steps and on high tide be up to your neck or your shoulders. So it does have a good slope in that area.
In this photograph, this is looking slightly upstream, but I'm standing on the lot. Right at the end of these cypress trees is the remnants of the old wharf, and it's pretty deep there. I think a few years ago when they were doing something related to the Jamestown celebration, they actually brought a pretty good-sized vessel in, put some temporary floating structures right offshore here, but they could bring a pretty good-sized
vessel. Same wharf right there. 40 yards off the shore, right. And you're right there. Yeah. Is the applicant here represented? Good job, Ben. Ms. Hanks, did you want to say anything to the commission?
Just that we have this land for 53 years and we've always supported
it. Would you come up? Put you on the road if you can do this right. Not everybody knows you like that. Raise your hand. Tell them to swear the testament you're about to give you the truth, the whole truth, and none but the truth except God.
I do.
State your name for the record, please.
Louise Hanch. My family's had this land for 53 years. We've always used our boat. So we just need a new wing.
Further questions? Thank you, ma'am. Anyone here in opposition to the project? Matters before the commission. Mr. Schick.
I have one question as far as the... So there's another incline. The drop off is not so close that they can move out a concrete pad.
That's my impression of what they're suggesting. And the other ramps that are right nearby this are all built the same way.
So there's no danger.
Sand does get on them occasionally, but people just.
But
one day it'll be on, next day
it'll be off, and the concrete pad going over the drop off.
No, it's pretty gradual, but it does get deep.
But it does get deep eventually.
Further questions? Mr. Robbins?
I was going to offer a motion to correct for
I'm ready.
I move to approve staff's recommendation.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second
by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.